Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Mason Wazwaz. We are actually recording.
Yes, we did record 50,000 minutes of an episode, and now we're doing it again because I wasn't recording. Okay, here's the deal. We had to take some time off, and sure enough, now we have the election results in, and we want to say that we know who the new mayor is going to be, and shockingly, it's going to be Daniel Lurie.
Yeah.
Okay, and his transition team includes some real characters, including some dude from OpenAI and Sarah Fenske-Bahat, who was, I don't fucking know.
She was the former, like, director at YBCA
who left down
in a huff and said it was unsafe when there were the pro-Palestine protests happening at Bay Area Now.
And to me, that she's a Zionist is
what's interesting is that the bio that they have for her in the all the articles has nothing, it doesn't say anything about her role in the arts at all.
No, it's talking about the post-September 11th. Oh, this is from an article.
Like, I think she was in Bloomberg, the Bloomberg administration.
You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting you.
This is from an article by Zuhir Lou in Mission Local, and I'll put a link to them in the underworld. Be sure to donate to them. They're doing good reporting. Yes, it says that she managed the post-September 11th recovery at the New York City Economic Development Corporation. She worked from the perspective of New York's relationship to the financial services sector. And then she fucking was running YBCA and stepped down.
Yeah.
So that was very strange. That was a little art connection.
I know, right?
He also has like a former chief of police and prosecutors and the former mayor of Stockton, who became the mayor when he was 21, which was odd.
So young.
Wait, now what were you saying about his wife?
I was saying that his wife, whose name is Becca Prouda, is someone who she's served as an aide to Gavin Newsom during his tenure as mayor and is his chief of protocol now in Sacramento. So she's been in politics, it sounds like, with Gavin specifically for at least a decade.
So
a while.
Would we count this as like a Willie Brown connection? Does this continue the Willie Brown world?
I don't think so.
Who was the Willie Brown pick out of the last
Mayor Breed?
Oh, sure enough.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
Well, how are you feeling
about
this?
Before we realized you weren't recording, we were talking about the sort of the, you know, how this guy came out of nowhere and won the election.
Yes.
And, you know, I was just saying to Kate, if you look at the breakdown of funding or campaign what is it called? The money you spend on your campaign, that thing. He spent something like $9 million, and I think only $1 million of that was funded or was fundraised. So the rest of it, $8 million, was his own money or his own family's money. He's of the Levi Strauss
dynasty.
Dynasty, thank you. Like, what's the proper word there? And I think the second one down from that was Mayor Breed at like what maybe was like $2.5 million fundraised.
No joke. Wow.
So this is like a huge
and
gap.
And it's more than triple.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I mean, apparently money. Money really does talk. Anyone can win anything if they throw enough money at it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy. I don't know. I mean, those of us who live in San Francisco are kind of like, okay, well, this is interesting. It's a totally new person who doesn't seem to have much city experience. So it'll be interesting to see what he does and how he does it, I guess. I think from an arts perspective, I feel like, okay, he's of the old, he's old money.
Yeah.
And I feel like old money actually appreciates art.
Oh, okay.
They're like collectors. They've got their multiple houses like
with
huge Rothkos and shit
Joan
like that
Mitchell
in it.
Paintings.
All that stuff, you know, like California style. So I'm kind of like, well, he's probably not going to try to completely defund the arts, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, maybe. We can think that.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. That's like the one thing I can say.
Yeah.
Without any certainty whatsoever. It's all true speculation.
Oh, you got to find the silver lining.
I'm just trying to find the silver lining.
Yeah. Matt Haney won. How do we feel about that?
I mean, no.
Who was he running against?
I don't know. Which one?
Manuel Norris Barrera.
Was that supervisor? Oh, God. The supervisor race was so sad. I'm glad that Jackie Fielder won for District 9,
which
is the Mission.
Oh, that's a miracle. I can't believe that happened.
But we were very sad that Dean Preston didn't win for District 5, and it went to
terrible.
Bilal Mahmoud, who I don't know much about. It sounds like I think he's a tech guy. Preston was doing good in the early returns, but then as the counts went on, it was clear that he wasn't going to win. So that was a bummer.
So sad.
California still likes slavery, apparently. That's
the slavery
a fucking
thing,
nonsense, crazy
I'm sure
fucking
the
bullshit.
Making misdemeanors into felonies thing. It was all the conservative stuff. Rent control didn't pass.
Yeah, statewide, all that stuff didn't pass. Yeah.
What? Now, can you explain to me why?
Because people are racist assholes still. And believe, and some people really believe that people who do anything wrong really deserve to be punished and continue to be punished. I don't know. I don't know.
It just also...
I don't know if I can... I don't know if I want to try to explain that. Fuck these people. There's no explanation for that behavior or that kind of vote.
I just don't get it. Although there's been other times where California was like...
Did people not understand what the... Sometimes I feel like the language on these ballots gets confusing where you think you want to say yes, but actually you want to say no.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think...
don't vote if you don't understand what you're voting for. You know what I mean? If you don't really know, it's like, just skip that one.
I don't know. Because the other thing is like, not to bring it up, but on for the presidential election, it was also extremely red in California. Yeah. Like more so.
The whole country went red. Yes. Every single state, including blue states, uh-huh. the trajectory was red. They all were like percentages higher in red vote or in Republican votes.
Even my hometown, my home district, Lucas County, Ohio, which always goes blue because Toledo's there. It's like, there's a city.
There's like a single city.
Of Ohio.
Yeah.
And that one, I think, stayed blue, but almost didn't. It was like very scary.
Yeah. apparently the...
Oh, but gay marriage stayed okay.
Thank God.
So at least we got that.
Ooh.
Oh, geez. Any other things? Did that actually do anything, though? Was that just for fun?
The state measure. Let me just see. Let me look here.
It looks like you're looking at like ancient scrolls.
I have tea stained papers here. You know, because I think I want to save this and actually put what won. I feel like I want to start tracking this a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, it put gay marriage into our state constitution. So that feels good.
That's good. Too bad they couldn't do that with fucking abortion rights.
Oh, why didn't they?
I've heard some people
did raise the minimum wage. That's positive.
Statewide or
raise
California?
The minimum wage
or San Francisco?
Statewide. Oh, I don't know, actually. Am I just looking at...
There were some of these were...
Maybe I'm just looking at the San Francisco
some
results.
Of these were... I think...
Oh, fuckaroo. I'm just looking at the damn San Francisco results.
So I think some of them, there were similar things on the state measures as there were in San Francisco. And the ones, almost everything good passed for San Francisco, which is great.
Yeah.
And then the things that passed for us, like rent control, and I think the minimum wage didn't pass statewide.
Okay, well, we're...
Which is just like...
Never mind, listeners. Yay!
Kitties.
Okay, well, I have to say I am disappointed, but I'm not shocked.
Yeah. Sorry. Paper ruffling. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like I watch TikTok, and usually it's like dance videos and cat videos and
Thank
shit
God
like that.
Thank God for that. That's what
but
we
sometimes,
need.
But sometimes there's like someone on there. Lately, I've been seeing a number of black women getting on there, basically being like, we got to get our like ducks in order here, or like our shit in order before January.
Okay, now what's up with that? Yeah, I'm seeing people talk are about like getting your passport, fucking like whatever other IDs.
Some people are like getting like a kickstand for your door. So no, like,
what in the name of God?
I mean, so I can't tell if like I'm just getting the like panic. I mean, no, I think this is legit for people for sure in certain
okay,
parts
but
of the country. I'm just trying to figure out like what we need to be doing.
What are you going to do with the passport? You're going to just go and be like...
If you need to take off.
Go to Canada and just stay there illegally?
I don't know.
Trudeau is very...
Mama, get out of her butt.
I hate that. I thought he was trying to cowbird or like
that?
Scoot her out of the...
Oh,
so he could take
her. I think he was. He likes doing that too.
Here's the deal.
So like a kickstand for your door, self-defense classes, God. Get your bear spray, all that
idea.
Shit.
I think that's not necessarily a bad idea just in general.
So I'm kind of like, do I need to get like a close friends kind of group going and like have a discussion? Like, do we need to have a talk about like what we think?
I've had friends do that.
Recently?
I've had people, be like, okay, it's time to get together. It's community.
And let's like, burn some sage, some incense.
And I think that's good. Like, I think that's good anytime.
And also.
But I mean, I'm a little bit like, what are we exactly afraid that's going to happen?
Well, I honestly think San Francisco is going to get under attack for sure. Not like bombs and shit, not like that kind of attack, but I think like federal, I think California is going to be a target for sure.
Of what exactly?
I think federal policy, uh-huh. like funding for certain programs being cut for sure. Okay. I wouldn't doubt if some like MAGA heads come to try to like start shit.
I think the MAGA people and the ones I know personally are terrified of San Francisco.
Why?
Because they think we're gonna like give them AIDS or some shit.
Oh, great. fine.
Yeah, they're scared really? Of one-way streets, dude.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't see. I don't know.
Okay. I'm telling you.
Okay.
From, I mean, I just don't want to come
if there's
here.
Any, like, liberal, quote-unquote, city in the country uh-huh. that is, which is going to get city. Fucked with, I feel like it's going to be San Francisco. We're already getting fucked with. You know,
so
like,
you think, like, militia guys from rural areas are going to come and kick your door in?
I mean, I don't really think that, but do we actually know?
Well, you never know. You never know. Anything could happen.
I guess I just feel like I've seen this. Okay, this is again my problem where I'm like on TikTok watching videos where uh-huh. women are being like, and these are probably women from other parts of the country, and maybe shit is a little bit more like
scary.
You know, like the next block over is like the KKK.
I just feel like some of those places are already and were already scary.
Yeah, but now I feel like just hearing stories of like, you know, men being like, just wait till January. Like, just like.
For what?
I don't know. Like, they can.
Why don't
get,
they just do it now?
Well, because they feel like they'll be given like a green light, like a free pass to do whatever the fuck they want to women, you know?
I mean, I think that
I'm also like, men have been doing prepared. Whatever they want to women
it's
for a lifetime.
It's not good to
lifetime.
Like live in fear.
Right.
So I think
I'm not trying to, I don't want to push fear at all. I want to push some sense of like, how do we feel prepared or somewhat, I mean, what do I we need to do to feel better about like how we're going to move through the world in the future?
Totally.
And one of those things for me, like I've been thinking about like which communities are really going to, I'm not really worried about me personally.
Right.
Like I feel like I'm actually in a privilege. I feel fairly privileged, and so therefore how do I use my privilege to like
yeah.
service?
I think that's always
communities that are going to be under attack, like all of our, you know, undocumented folks here and
yeah.
houseless folks and
oh yes.
You
I
know,
mean God,
everyone.
I feel like very that seems like a real point of focus.
I feel particularly worried about like, you know, trans folks. It's just sort of every you yeah. know, like where do I put my energy to support? Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I'm also thinking about it.
Well, that's all good ideas. I have nothing but support for that. As long as you don't you drive yourself crazy thinking some freak from fucking
no,
Fresno.
No. I'm not. I think Jimbo is actually a little bit more like the militias are going to march in on January 6th kind of
well,
thing.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's a little bit extreme. But he's not a conspiracy theorist actually. So it's sort of funny to hear him say that. I'm also like, well, how are you preparing, bro? You can't fight anyone.
I mean, that's the other thing is like, I don't really see myself going toe-to-toe with
no,
anybody.
Of course not. Of course not. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I'm not probably going to take down like any man comes at me, but maybe I can just...
Go ahead and get a gun.
Remember who was talking to you about that? Not getting a gun. I'm not getting a gun, anyone.
I'm going
to
bleep that too, also.
Please bleep that.
I don't think I'm going to bleep a lot of things.
You seem like you're fairly chill. Is it just because everything else is such a mess that you're like, I can't deal?
I gotta be like...
I mean, I'm glad that you
I just think
kind
that I'm I
right
just
now.
Kind of what you were saying, like I just think I'm in a real position of privilege where mm-hmm. if shit goes down, I'm probably not going to be, I mean, because of where we live and because of
you guys have a fence too, don't you?
Okay, and because my landlord gate. Basically fortified our building over the last 6
really?
Years.
There's probably security cameras and shit. Should
There's
we put
no
fake security cameras
camera.
In our window?
I don't think that's going to do much.
We don't have one of those Ring doorbells.
You know, I'm also on some kind of heavy mood stabilizer drug,
oh,
so...
I love it. Is that what we should all do, too?
Yeah, everybody, maybe. Let's just... Actually, what we should do is just go ahead and get some lithium and put it in the drinking water.
Oh, God. In other places.
I think
that'll
stop all these people from being aggro and coming over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so we have to get into the drinking water.
I think so.
Lithium's supposed to be great for you, for...
Just watch your kidneys. You gotta get your yeah. blood drawn all the time.
Do you really? How often? That's fucked up.
Every time they change my dosage, I have to get my blood drawn. Wow. And then you do it again every few months to make sure your kidneys are still rocking and rolling.
Poor little kidneys.
Okay, well.
Well, I'm not trying to be like a fear monger because I actually am very opposed to that.
Well, I think it's good to be a monger of like help people in your community.
Yeah, let's come together in this moment and help each other and
there
others.
You know, maybe it'll all be for the best.
There are a couple institutional things that happened this week that I thought would
please tell me them
worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, did you see the email from the Jewish Museum?
Oh my God, dude!
That
the
one was
Jewish
crazy.
Museum is closing. Listeners, the Jewish Museum straight up was like, "Hey, we are closing
for a year.
They're going to be open till like December 15th or something. I think
December 15th,
and it's going to be
exhibitions
free.
Are for free, so you
yep.
can go pop in, see Nikki Green's show,
yep.
see Leah Rosenberg's installation.
How long were those shows supposed to be? I mean,
I think
Leah Leah's thing was supposed to be like forever.
Probably a year at least. And I think Nikki's was probably into the new year.
That's too bad.
So get out there. But they were like,
we have no money.
They're basically, it sounds like they're in a pretty big deficit.
Yeah.
And they need to close for a year. They laid off
two-thirds of their staff.
They laid off a ton of their staff. What kills me about when that article came out, the same day I have a friend who works there. I texted him and be like, hey, are you okay? I heard about this. I'm really sorry. That's got to be rough. And he was like, yeah, we just found out today. They found out.
Did he get fired?
The staff found out the same day that the article was published to the rest of the world.
Outrageous.
To me, that's cruel. It's cruel, but it also what it tells me is that this was like an emergent, like it was maybe not long-term planned or like not even, like they decided that week.
It was just sudden.
You know what I mean? Like it was almost a sudden thing.
Yeah, it seemed that way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's, what's going to happen to that building?
Well, I don't know. And it also sounds like in that article, they were talking about we're going to be looking at other spaces that are more affordable, which is like that space is like basically built out for them. You know, it's like very specific.
What is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Maybe they need to do like cohabitate with the Mexican Museum that hasn't been open for decades. That's in supposed to be in the building right next door. Also funding stuff.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's always been quite weird.
Yeah.
Well, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I know.
I don't know how they would split that space up because it's such a weird ass space.
It's not. Yeah. I mean, is it really? It's just sort of like, is it just the one main gallery?
Well,
there's like the little one off to the side. And there's a little bookshop.
Cube thing that's stuck on there.
That's, yeah. Isn't that the bookstore though?
I mean, I don't know. They could make it something else.
They could make it something else.
There's like a couple little nooks in there that are display spaces.
But I feel like there's just the one main. There's two, I guess, gallery spaces. The one downstairs and then the big one upstairs.
I am so shocked by this.
And then they have their big, what's it called? Like theater space.
I don't know.
Was pretty surprising.
I wish they would have come out and like pro-Palestine and I would have given them a bunch of money.
I know. I don't think they are. I do wonder if like, I always wonder, not that Palestine is at the center of everyone's mind like mine, but I do wonder like if, I don't know.
If that had something to
do
with
it. I wonder
if
they had any funding pulled or if anything. I just don't know.
Because there was that whole debacle with the staff
who tried to put out that letter that said they were you know, against the genocide of Palestine and everyone freaked out and there was a lot of internal staff conflict. But I mean, probably not.
And there's been ongoing protests.
At the museum?
No. Uh-huh. Really? Yeah. They were giving out flyers and literature at Nikki's show.
Oh.
Yeah, because there was that group, the California, what were they called? Jewish Artists for Palestine or something. What the hell were they called?
Oh, it was like an acronym, right?
Yes. It was a CA. Nothing but love and respect to those guys.
Wait, I want to look up, I'm trying to look up this other one, this other institution situation.
I'll put a link to their web or Instagram. I'll put a link to their Instagram in the underworld.
In the underworld.
You know, the San Francisco ICA opened up in that Trump building, and I heard that somebody fell down the stairs.
Oh, God. Were they pushed?
I hope that person's okay. Yikes. I think they have one of those big, like, stair things like they do at Minnesota Street.
Oh,
and
like
I think
local.
The lighting was really flattened, so somebody took a
tumble.
They
couldn't see what the hell was going on.
And I think they had to call an ambulance and everything.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, person.
Yes, same.
Okay, I don't want to talk about that place because I'm kind of weirded out by them in general and the fact that they're in a Trump building in this time. I'm like,
well,
wow.
It's cursed, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know.
So beware.
Be aware.
Beware.
Be wary.
Yes, indeed.
Beware. Be aware. Beware. Oh,
and
beware.
Beware. Yeah. It's in the subjunctive.
I forgot
mood.
Beware was a word for a second. Isn't that weird?
You know what? My mind is just falling to crumbles.
Okay, this is part of our segment called Institutions Behaving Badly.
Ooh, love to see it.
So here's the headline. Mission Local again, doing the news that no one else wants to do.
Thank you, Mission Local.
We love you guys. Okay, California Academy of Sciences cuts a youth program after the teen, this is a youth program, after they show solidarity with the staff who are traumatized.
Oh no!
It is so wild. I was just like, so they had a little protest, they handed out flyers, you know, one of the flyers actually like targets like the director and how much he makes and how which I
really
love.
Good
like,
job. Good for are them. These teenagers?
These are teenagers.
Good job, teens.
Support the teenagers. So the program was called Youth Action for the Planet. Started in October 2023. They also fired the staff member who was running the program. And this staff member actually applied for a grant for the program and for probably their salary and got the grants like over $200,000.
Wow.
I'm like, you can't fire the guy who's got your money.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope he takes that money with him or like cancels it. You know what I mean? I'm sort of like, They, you know, he wasn't like telling the kids to protest a museum. The kids did it, the youth, excuse me, did it on their own.
Yes, and that's what they do.
And we should fucking support them. Like, you don't have to agree with them.
They know what's fine. Right. I was teaching at Southern Exposure like a million years ago, and we did a little project where they made signs to go put up outside.
Okay.
And of course they were fucking like saying like, fuck the police.
Were they saying fuck SOEX?
No, no.
That is.
I mean, SOEX didn't have the same kind of labor disputes going on at the time, that, or at least not that we were aware of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, the teens, like, they get into it.
Yeah.
I feel like if I did that with my class at Mills right now, it would be anarchy. They would be going off about the administration. You can't punish
them
for it, though,
if you give them the space to do it.
And all kinds, yeah.
So it says they created this program for youth in October 23, which is just a year ago, and quote, as an environmental action hub for young people who care about the natural world to sharpen leadership and advocacy skills. Well, it sounds like they sharpened it in support of the staff who are
they
looking
led
to unionize.
They fucking led the shit out of that.
So that was, but then I want to find this one note where it's like, hold on, specifically the flyers pointed to the salary of the museum's executive director, Scott Sampson, who took home over $600,000 in the 2023 fiscal year, and then also had like additional funds to support him. I can't find it, but basically the museum's response was like, we're going to start a new youth program that focuses on like indigenous youth community.
Huh.
And I'm kind of like, no, you can't like shut down one youth program and bring another one on. That's like, it just felt, it felt very like
weird.
We're gonna use another group of like youth, you know, to like for our mission to look good, but like the same thing is probably gonna happen.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, like those youth are probably gonna see the bullshit of this and also do something.
Yes.
So it's just like, it's just again these institutions who don't know how to deal with protest. I'm like, they should have just said, okay, you protested, let's have a conversation and hear what your concerns are and see if there's anything we can do about it, or like have a like a frank conversation about whatever the, you know, unions, like bring everyone to the table, like what the fuck are you guys scared of, you know?
Yep,
what I mean.
Yeah. Or just ignore it.
Well yeah, they could just ignore it, but I think when you ignore things they continue.
Well for sure.
So if they don't want it to continue, I think addressing it is actually maybe better, although sometimes it can make it worse. Dude, I don't know. Cal Academy, get it together. That was not a great way to handle it. I'm gonna say that. You guys can do some boycotts, send in some letters.
I gotta tell you, I've never been there, so I'm just gonna keep on doing that.
They do have an albino crocodile or alligator. I don't remember.
Can I tell you something? Cool. And you can't judge me.
I won't judge
you. This is a judgment-free zone
right
now.
Okay? I love it. Let's do it.
Do you remember this penguin, this baby penguin named Pesto?
Oh, I sure don't, but it sounds adorable.
You didn't see Pesto?
Was it at the Cal Academy?
It was like a furry penguin, and he was way bigger than all the other penguins, including his mom and dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But he was a baby penguin?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, but they have that down.
Oh, I know. They're like little fluffy.
Okay, well, here's the deal, okay?
Yes.
I'm watching fucking literal hours of videos of this fucking penguin, okay?
Pesto.
And sure enough, the whole time I'm watching it, I thought that he was at the Cal Academy of Sciences.
Oh. Where was he?
Australia.
You were just like, he's just over the bridge.
Oh,
I can
go
visit him whenever.
Yeah. But they don't even have penguins, do they?
They... I think they do have penguins.
They have penguins?
I think they do.
Well, that's why I thought it then.
I think they have... Oh, he's cute.
The other thing... Yeah, he's lost all his down now because he's an adult.
I know, but it's so cute. God,
yeah.
Cute.
Look at how fucking cute that penguin is.
He's so fluffy. He's like a really dark gray, and he's just like a little fluffer butter.
Yeah.
What a sweet guy.
So cute. Although he would go up to the zookeepers or whatever they were and bite them. Because he wanted the fish.
Yeah, he's like, give me that thing.
Here's the deal also, Maysoon. Speaking of institutional critique that these teens were doing at the whatever that place
Cal Academy. You just call it that. You know that place.
I feel like they were doing some institutional critique.
Yes, good for them. Yeah.
And
should we bring them on the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we?
Absolutely. I don't know.
Maybe
you mean
we can
legally
track down the guy who ran the program.
You think legally we can?
I don't think legally we can.
Uh huh.
I don't know if that's true.
I wouldn't talk. I think we can talk to people.
Do they have to be 18 and over? I don't know how that works for someone like us, where we're like, we're not like an incorporated anything. We're just
you can interview anybody. Dudes. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay.
That'd be great. We actually would want to have them Well,
maybe we need to have their guardian.
I think we would have to have their parents sign a waiver.
Okay.
And yeah.
I think we'd have to.
I think really we're supposed to have anybody who appears on the show sign a release form. We've done it. We've done it twice.
Well, they all know what they're doing.
Well, but they can come and get us.
We would be like, why did you talk to us?
And then they would be like, talk to my fucking lawyer, motherfucker. Okay, I'm bleeping that.
We'll be like, don't worry. We'll just take it down.
I'm bleeping that. But speaking of institutional critique, remember Andrea Frazier?
Yeah. How's she doing?
She's doing good. You know, and then another thing about her is that at a certain point, she was going to leave the art world and become a psychoanalyst.
Oh, God.
Did you know this?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Because she was in psychoanalysis for years and years. And she is a facilitator of, like, this group dynamics practice.
Okay.
But it's cold.
Creepy. I don't love it.
Yeah. But anyhow, point is, I'm tying it back to me. I am supposed to go see a new therapist on Monday, and they're a psychoanalyst.
Oh.
They do other kinds of therapy, too, but I think that...
Can you talk about psychoanalyst, like, what that's versus, like, maybe more common modality
it's
or
fucking
something?
Weird, man. It's fucking from Sigmund Freud.
Right. And like, so, everything's related to the father
and penises and vaginas.
Okay, right. Your father and mother.
And buttholes.
And buttholes?
And I'm like, really? I don't know if I can handle all that.
Wait, what's the butthole have to do with anything?
There's the anal stage of development, according to Freud's stages of development.
Oh,
That's why people become anal retentive.
Oh.
And then they're, like, super clean and all this stuff because they're super freaked out about their butthole.
Have people admitted to that? They're like, yes, I'm this way because I'm worried about my butthole.
They admit it to their analyst. Mm. Okay, now, normally...
Are you going to be getting into that kind of stuff?
I sure hope not, but I'm scared.
Can you maybe say that in advance? Hey, I don't want to talk about
I don't want to do any butthole stuff. I know what you're about, and I don't want to fucking get into that.
Totally.
But I was at a residency once, and I was talking to this poet who was, like, a really cool poet, prison abolitionist.
Psychoanalyzing you the whole
like,
thing?
Like, no, but we were talking about anxiety and mental health and stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I have been in psychoanalysis for like 6 years. And I was like, oh, well, how is it working? And she's like, it's the only thing that's ever worked for me.
Oh.
And so I was like, well, fuck, dude.
You know, it's
maybe
worth
I have to give
it
a shot.
You're
yeah.
like, you're going to be able to figure out if it's working for you or not. I mean, give it a few sessions, I would say.
Okay. But as soon as she's trying to get butthole talk started, I'm out of there.
Yeah, except for they're going to be like, but why?
Why is like, it so weird to
why
you?
Why is this so uncomfortable?
Yeah, of course,
for
even
you.
Deeper into the freakiness. Just freak ass shit, man. I was reading one of the like big psychoanalysis thinkers is this lady, Melanie Klein.
Okay.
She's Andrea Frazier talks about her. Left.
Yeah.
And I was reading a book about her. It's yeah. really
oh my
there's
god
so
it's
much
really
going
stuck
on.
In
it's
there
terrible. There's so much more shit on her. Anyhow, so I was reading this Melanie Klein book and it's going into this crazy shit about boobs and icebergs.
God. Oh my god.
She's like analyzing a dream that has an iceberg with teeth, and it's about how like the patient like wasn't like getting enough of love from her mother, and the iceberg is a boob.
It's a frozen boob.
Yeah, it's a cold boob.
It's
all like that, dude. And it started to freak me out.
I feel like you could turn anything into a boob or a penis, basically, right?
Yeah. And they are like, yeah, because that's what everything is. I'm not
that's
sure
kind
that
of annoying.
I'm not
that's
sure
annoying.
That modern psychoanalysis is going to get that hardcore.
I hope not.
And I think often, curious. Like, this stuff will come up and they may not exactly say that to the patient or the client.
But in their notebook,
but in their
be,
note, they're like, boob,
they'll be drawing
boob,
boobs.
Yeah. Yes. So I have a lot of trepidation here. But I really, when I talk
do
to
you think
this,
you're mostly boob or mostly penis?
Oh, Jesus Christ. But I think the thing about it is that, the reason I was even open to it is just because when I talked to this therapist on the phone, she was really nice. Like, she was really...
Okay. I love that. Like, that's a great start.
I felt like, okay, you're warm and good. Like, yeah. I have talked to so many therapists on the phone. Oh my God, Maysoon. I had a consultation with this... I've really just been hitting the table like a motherfucker.
It's not me.
I had a consultation with a therapist who like basically gave me like a cognitive health assessment where she was like, memorize these three words and I'm gonna ask you about them later.
How nerve-wracking.
And stuff like that. And then she was like, you find a gun under a bush, what do you do? I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And she's like, yes, it is a shocking question and it's meant to be. I'm like,
that's
what
too
the
much.
Fuck?
Were you like, I don't like you, I've got to go now?
No, but I was like...
Were you entertained? Was it somewhat entertaining or were you just freaked out the whole time?
I had fun. It felt like a game. But okay, but Maysoon, what would you say to that?
To that question?
Yeah.
Well... Gosh, my initial instinct is to report it.
To who? The cops?
Yeah, but then I don't want to call the cops. So then I'm like, what would I do with it? Maybe I'd bury it? No, I wouldn't touch it. I would be too, I don't know. I think I'd have to. Then I was like, maybe I put it in a sack and bring it in to the police station and be like, here you go, I found this. But I don't think they want you touching shit like that.
Right.
Because then I might also implicate myself in some terrible crime. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I would be
God.
Worried about like fingerprints and shit.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to just walk by it. That would be, I would be scared. Like, what if this gets into
what
the wrong
hands?
It, yeah. I think I probably would have to call the authorities on this. Uh-huh. What would you do?
Well,
I'm not a walk by. I'm not a like an ignore it, walk by kind of person.
I was like you. I went through a whole mind thing. World about it. Yeah. And then, you know, at one point I was like, oh, well, I'll probably call the cops, you know, is the like, you know, the correct answer or whatever. And then she was like, well, what do you think is the right answer? And I'm like, melt it down in a crucible.
Nice. I love it.
And then at the end,
oh, you could call the buyback program.
Okay,
maybe
well,
we should.
Well, they
put
would
that
probably be like, "What is the like provenance of this thing?" You'd be like, "I found it under a bush," and they'd be like, "We're calling the cops." You know,
right? Because I guess of course there's like a potential crime associated with this thing also that no one wants to be.
Yes, part of. So you know, and then so you know, I go through all these questions with her, and then she's like, you know, okay, well, do you have any questions for me? And I was like,
what would you do?
I was like, what was the right answer to the gun question?
Uh-huh.
And she's
is there
like,
a right answer?
She was like, oh, well, there's no right answer. It's just about judgment or something. And I was, and she was like, what do you think is the right answer? And I was like, the crucible thing seemed like a pretty solid, airtight solution.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, well, you know, you also said like, call the cops. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and so it seems like that is what they're looking for. That is what
are you like a normal functioning member of society?
Yeah.
I guess. And somehow the cops, calling the cops is normal function, which to me is like not okay.
I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. That just felt like, no, it just felt bad. So I didn't end up seeing
that
therapist.
She sounds like a whack job.
I know, it was crazy. And then later on I had, I go to couples counseling with my girlfriend, and I told our couples counselor about all that, and they straight up laughed, and they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, that was so unprofessional. But they were like, they were basically like, that's fucking
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What,
like,
a weirdo.
What was that about?
That's a weird practice.
Indeed. It felt a little like when I had my mental breakdown and I got a lot of questions over and over again, and they were all like, what's your name? What day is it? Ooh. What month is it? Who's the president? Oh. And stuff like that. And like,
did you ever just start making shit up at one point just because?
No, because all I wanted was to get away.
Get out. You
yeah. And be like,
correctly.
I'm totally fine, guys. Just go ahead and open the door.
Yeah. Let me out of here.
But anyhow, it felt super weird. So that was the weirdest consultation call I've had.
I'm glad it was over the phone and not inside, because what if you answer incorrectly and they like lock it down?
Oh my God.
Right? I would fucking die. I would hate that.
I'd have to get that the thing that makes my door not open.
The kickstand.
Yeah, this is why you need that fucking kickstand, people. Okay. It's crazy motherfucker. Okay, Mason. Well, we did it again, and I have to say that we say free Palestine from
free
the bridge.
Palestine. From the bridge to the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.